Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org.
Cattle markets finished in the red on feeders and live cattle. August feeders down $1.77 at $140.37, 37 off their lows. And then June live cattle down $1.80 at $117.25. The cash markets on the feeder cattle index is $147.80, $7.50 higher than the August feeders. But as we run out of time here on June live cattle, we had 124 cash trade this morning, which was $6.80 or so above where the June futures. Now it is June 15th, so those two futures contracts and cash market will need to converge here shortly. Box beef this morning on choice down $2.42, $225.92. That's reflecting some of that lower cash trade. Select was actually 57 cents higher at $204.64. We're not on the contract lows, but we're getting back down there to the support levels, or what have been support levels in the past. There's a lot of people watching those 138 area for the August feeders, which was the low for the that contract back at the end of April. We're still below the moving average, and you can go back a long ways and see that the lows appear to just keep getting lower. So a disappointing trend at this moment.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grains lower across the board. We had corn down 6 to 7 cents here on the front end. Beans 12 to 14 lower. Chicago wheat down 7 cents. And then Kansas City was only down 2. Kansas City was traded in the green for the most part this morning, but could not hold in into the close and follow the rest of the grains lower. The next big USDA report will be that June 30th. It'll be a corn and bean focused report, giving us the newest acreage numbers for them and showing us if this rally over the last couple of months has been justified. Beans have rallied nearly $2.50, so that'll give us some sort of an estimate on that. If we look at some of the bigger picture here, what's going on in wheat and why that market's been under so much pressure here in the last little bit. It really all goes back to the fundamentals. Stocks to use ratio here in the United States is just under 50%. That's 49.2%. What that tells us is that we've got a 6-month supply of wheat after we use everything we're going to use here in the United States. The world level is 36%, so that's about 4 months worth of wheat. So we've just got a lot of wheat, and we've seen a lot of wheat being piled on the ground and elevators filling up. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.